This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning, morning, morning. Tuesday morning here, 8 o'clock on a dot. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show. Twitter poll. Go back and check that out. We did it a couple hours ago. We're going to revisit it in just a little bit, though. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We welcome in our guy, our friend, our pal, Brad Spielberger, PFF, Pro Football Focus. He joins right now. Hello, Brad. How you doing?
Hey, yo. Doing well. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. You know, can I ask you just a general, the most general of general Super Bowl week questions right now? Who's a better football team?
The better football team is the Philadelphia Eagles, but at a few key spots, the Chiefs are better. So, you know, I think anything can still happen.
Brad, were you surprised that the Chiefs made it this far? Obviously, they're playing this weekend in the Super Bowl, but whenever they lost Tariq Hill in the beginning of the year and kind of having somewhat of a quiet, you know, steady year, are you surprised that they made it back to the Super Bowl?
Not at all, and I got to give a ton of credit to General Manager Brett Veach of the Chiefs, who said in an interview this week, I think with Albert Breer at Sports Illustrated, talking about how not only did they trade away Tyreek Hill, but also how the Jets had the 10th overall pick on the table, and I'm sure a ton of fans are reading that in Kansas City and saying, oh my God, we could have had Garrett Wilson, what is he thinking, yada, yada, yada. But you take a bunch of dart throws, you go get George Karlaftis, who's been a player. You get Brian Cook with the second-round pick they got for Tyreek Hill, who had that great tipped pass that was an interception. He's the one who tipped it to his teammate on the bomb to T. Higgins. So that's how you sustain dynasties like the New England Patriots. Is you trade away a guy like that, replace him with multiple players, and here we are.
What's the most replicable part of what either of these two teams have done to get here, Brad, and what we always say is a copycat league?
I think it's an awesome development that both of these teams had established starting quarterbacks on their roster. For the Chiefs, they just made the divisional round with Alex Smith in that season and then traded up from 27 to 10 to take Patrick Mahomes. And for the Eagles, yes, Carson Wentz had started to show some warts, but still just extended him, you know, gave him this massive deal. He was not playing great. And I said, okay, we're sitting there in the middle of the second round. We like Jalen Hurts a ton as a prospect. Let's take him. That pick got roasted by everyone. And now, again, here we are.
So the Steelers should trade Kenny Pickett or move up and take, what, C.J. Stroud in the first round?
No, but I'll say this. Not yet. But, you know, let's say it's his year three, whatever. Or you know, after his second year, after his third year, and maybe we still don't have a great feel for where he's at. Let's say after year three. I like to give a quarterback at least two seasons, and unless it's horrendous, like a Zach Wilson, maybe a third. But let's say after that third, it's not looking great, and there's a guy they like early in the draft or whatever, yes, like take that dart throw. Stop, you know, buying into sunk cost fallacy and telling yourself you have to wait it out. You might as well go up and get another guy at that position.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic. For guest Brad Spielberger, PFF. Brian Flores, he's out of here. He's off to Minnesota to lead their defense. He was just a position coach here, but I don't know if that was enough credit, being just a position coach. He probably did some more. Is there a valuation on what the Steelers had in him and what they'll lose without him?
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, I think he probably was doing more than just coaching up the linebackers. You know, I think he brings an element of he looks at things very differently. He adjusts to personnel. He does want to bring the heat and play a lot of cover one, cover zero. But you also, throughout time with different personnel, you've seen him do different things. And I think he probably bounced a lot of ideas back and forth with Mike Tomlin. I'm sure they were creative with how they deployed different people, adjusted injuries, stuff like that. But yeah, a great hire for the Minnesota Vikings, even though it's a complete change from what they were doing. They probably need to replace a ton of guys in that defense anyway. So a good hire for them.
Brad, would the Steelers benefit by trading Deontay Johnson for picks? And would he have a suitor out there if that were a scenario?
I suppose they could. I mean, look, getting a first-round pick for Chase Claypool is about as good as you're going to do in trading a wide receiver. He would have a market to a degree, but, when you sign that short extension, if you're another team trading for him, realistically, you're inheriting this two-year deal and saying, all right, we need to extend this guy probably after one season. So I think that would drive it down a little bit. I would say right now you keep him, and maybe, after this upcoming season, if he has a down year, if George Pickens has a huge year, then maybe you revisit that idea.
What's your sense, Brad, of the corner market and how it may or may not, being that it's not exactly the deepest free agent market, I should say, I'm sorry, how it may affect Cam Sutton, what he gets on the open market?
Yeah, it's not super deep, so you'd think maybe some of the top guys will get some solid deals because they'll be bidders, but you look the last couple of years, and since I've been doing this probably 4 or 5 years now, if you're not a younger corner, you're probably not going to sign some massive deal, right? If you're on your third contract, a Cam Sutton going to be 28 years old next year, you're not going to get some deal that's going to price you out realistically of the team you're currently on. So, he is top five corner for us, I think, on the rankings. But I don't think he's going to sign some massive deal. I mean, I would be surprised if he hits, even $10 million per year. I think eight even, might be a ceiling to a degree for his services.
Wildly productive year for Alex Highsmith, and a lot of that done with T.J. Watt out of the lineup. Does he get paid as an upper echelon pass rusher in the NFL?
Upper echelon, no. But I do think, he's an interesting early extension candidate. For me, he falls in that mid-tier. He is a good player. He, like you said, was productive and had some, flashy stats like sacks and whatnot when T.J. Watt was not there. But, no, for me, he falls in that, 13 to 17 range, not in that, 20-plus range. Like a Josh Sweat in Philadelphia or some of those guys that have shown a good amount through their first 3 years in the league, but I don't think are viewed as a number one pass rusher. That's kind of more of the range I think he would fall into.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Is Cam Sutton as good as Mike Hilton?
Ooh, he can play more on the outside, but in terms of the slot corner, no, I think Mike Hilton's one of the better slot corners in the NFL. Also, I think just a more of a weapon, rushing the passer occasionally, playing downhill, making tackles in space. So I would say, the differentiator might be that Sutton can now play on the outside, whereas Hilton really is restricted to the slot, or at least that's how he's been used. But
is Cam Sutton as valuable as Mike Hilton, or could be?
I probably would lean Hilton. He's been really, really, really good. At that same time, he got absolutely destroyed in the Kansas City Chiefs game. We had him giving up, I think, 8 catches for 100-something yards and a touchdown to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So not as great as Schelling, but he's a really good player when he's on.
Brad, what position group could earn the most money at the combine?
I would say these defensive linemen. I think there are a lot of good ones, but it's weird. You see, the top guys in the draft business, Daniel Jeremiah and a lot of those guys, and they're so off and different where they view these players, Dane Brugler and him and all those, I think the best people in this business. I think you would see some good testing numbers from guys like Keenan Allen, Georgia Tech, and other players on the defensive line that maybe separate themselves, and I think they could boost themselves up into that, top 15 conversation.
Brad, I've heard a couple people bring up the idea that your best possible, and we're seeing it in action with Jalen Hurts right now. We saw it last year with Joe Burrow, that the best possible time to strike, your best possible Super Bowl window is when you have that rookie quarterback on his rookie deal, young quarterback on his rookie deal. Is that going to become a trend that leads teams down the path to not extending quarterbacks beyond that first contract, like we've seen the trend begin to develop with running backs, for example?
You would think so, but it's just so hard for these general managers to convince themselves to not do it. I mean, Daniel Jones, if he gets extended this offseason, they already declined his fifth-year option. He throws 15 touchdown passes on 6.8 yards per attempt for 3,200 yards, and he's probably, based on what I'm hearing, maybe I'm hearing wrong things, going to get a very nice, you know, maybe $35, $40 million a year extension. So I think it's just so hard for them to have this stability and have an above average player at quarterback and go back to that well, even though, like you started the show talking about, you really, really, really probably should consider it. But no, it's the biggest edge in the NFL right now. There has been one Super Bowl in 2016 in the last decade where there wasn't at least one rookie contract quarterback, because you can just spend so much around them. But yeah, you look at the Rams and teams like that, where they then do give out that big deal and immediately regret it. You'd think a team would try, but it's a tough thing to sell to a fan base, and a tough thing, you know, I think for GMs that don't want to get fired by maybe looking dumb if they make that move.
Reports say that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are $100 million apart. What do you think's going to happen there? What should happen there, Brad?
So, you know, the franchise tag is coming. I will say, I've been thinking the whole time that it would be the exclusive tag, which is going to be $45 million right now. It's subject to change until April, but let's just say it's $45 million. I'm now starting to think, you know, maybe they do the non-exclusive and let him go sign an offer sheet somewhere, or at least entertain offer sheets somewhere. Look, they would only get two first-round picks, and I think they could get more than that for him in a trade where they had full control. But I think the way they might view it is, let him go hear these offers from other teams that are also not offering a Deshaun Watson-esque fully guaranteed deal, and maybe he'll realize, you know what, the best place for me to be probably is Baltimore. They built the team around my skill set. I love John Harbaugh and all these things. And maybe it kind of makes him understand that deal is an outlier and not something he's going to get. But anyway, long answer short, going to get a franchise tag, and I think this thing, you know, is going to go right up until the July 15th deadline to extend the player on the franchise tag.
Last thing for you. I mean, an MVP season is an MVP season, so it's obviously very, very good. But have we seen the best of Lamar Jackson? Has he hit the pinnacle of his career?
And I think that's, you know, a fair question. I'll tell you, I had a conversation with someone in the league this past weekend, kind of thinking that's what he thinks the Baltimore Ravens are at least going through their mind.
It's natural, right? Isn't it a natural question to ask right now?
It's a natural question. And look, he's still super young. I still think he can hold up. You know, I know he's missed time the last two seasons, but he is good at avoiding contact. I don't think it's as massive, like, oh, he's going to start, like, his body's going to break down. But can he, you know, play at that level with leading the NFL in touchdown passes and being the best runner of the football, maybe the entire NFL? It doesn't matter about play style. That's just hard to replicate no matter who you are. I do think that is a thought. And then to our overarching point, there also is the thought of, I don't think they believe if they give him $50 million a year, they can then spend enough around him, you know, to still be that really good team. In 2019, they also had the largest cap hit in the NFL on their defense, right? Like, they had a really, really, really good team around him, an expensive team, and I think that is the question.
If his mom called you today and said, who is his agent? If his mom called you and said, Brad, we need a legal advisor, would you work for Lamar Jackson?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Where would you start the bidding? Like, how much would you charge per hour?
So the way they do it is percent of the deal.
Uh-huh.
And the agents are anywhere from, it's usually 1 to 3%. The best agents charge 3%. The small ones that know they're competing charge 1%. I would say, give me 0.5% or 0.25%, and I'll work for you.
All right. Driving a hard bargain there. Lowballing everyone, Brad. Good job by you.
Well, he clearly likes giving 0%, so I got to, you know. I mean, hey, if he gets like $150 million fully guaranteed, I'm not doing the math thoroughly, but I'll take whatever that is, you know, for my service.
It's greater than zero. I know that. I don't need to know math to know it's more than you had before. Thank you,
absolutely,
Brad.
Right.
You're the best. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We will talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Brad Spielberger. Is it an error that Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent? Or I think if you carried it out this long, you just kind of got to go with it. I've been reading a lot of things where people say, well, it's an error. I don't know if it is.
I don't think it is. I mean, he was slotted before, and then you'd just be given, like Brad said, it's 3% to your agent for something that's already slotted. And then the market, you know, after your first contract is the market. And if you're MVP, like, it's kind of, you know where you need to be. So if you're witty enough and smart enough, then you don't really need to pay somebody to do that. You just pay a lawyer.
I just somebody to get some eyes on a contract.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. So you don't get screwed out of bonuses and different stipulations in there, excuse me, and things like that. But I don't think it's hurt him in terms of negotiation.
Mm-mm.
It's just in terms of crossing T's and dotting I's on contract reading.
Yep.
But, man, that is something where they say, hey, go ahead. Go take a gander at what's you know, what could potentially happen?
Go take a peek at the Jets.
Ooh, man, that adds a new wrinkle for sure. For sure. Tom Brady, he's turning a page in his life. We have to talk about this photo that's out there coming up next. And I have an admission to make. I talked to Crowley about this earlier. He's in the exact same boat. We have an admission to make about mock drafts, and that's coming up in just a moment. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Brand, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. I tell you a lot about QC Kinetics, honestly. Lots of great feedback from a lot of people that have gone through their system right here in Western Pennsylvania. Two great locations, Robinson and in Cranberry. And look, this is for people who are sick and tired of living with constant pain. Your knees, your back, your hips, your shoulders, your elbows, all of it. It's time to call QC Kinetics. Again, right here in Western Pennsylvania, two great locations. Advanced regenerative medicine restores and repairs damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no steroids, none of that. You got arthritis caused by an injury or an injury that caused some arthritis. Well, this is an all-natural treatment that can get you lasting relief. People here raving about the results. It's QC Kinetics, 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230.
Pittman's basketball tonight against Louisville from the Peterson Event Center. Coverage begins right here on 93.7 The Fan at 6:30. Listen on your Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. Crowley here. The big game is this Sunday. Philly, Kansas City. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. The only sportsbook that I recommend, bet live during the big game. Bet on more than the score. Bet on player performances for touchdowns, passing and receiving yards. Bet on who scores first. Bet the halftime score. Bet on individual touchdown scores and interceptions. Oh yeah, much, much more. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app right now. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. See betparks.com for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I want to get to this Brady thing in just a moment. Mock drafts in about 8 minutes from right now. I have a unhealthy situation with mock drafts. I approached it with Crowley today, and he said, my gosh, I have the same exact thing happening. I'll tell you what that is. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. By the way, you know what my kids wanted for Christmas that they ended up getting? They had to have. They needed to have. It was time for new sleds. And they've not been able to use them like one time. Mm-mm. They had to have them. Had to have these new fancy sleds that you just jump on and you hold on to the dive on the handles. And like they apparently go really fast. They've not had an opportunity to ride their sleds one time, I don't think.
Do you have a nice hill by your house?
Yes, right on the side of the house.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Right there?
And they can, yeah, and they can go across the street to their friends and back through their one friend's yard and meet their other friends that, excuse me, that have a gigantic hill. Not been any snow on it this year.
Bad winter.
I ran into them yesterday as I was looking for something in the garage. I'm like, wow, these sleds, they just sit there. They don't do any. And it's not like there's dual purpose. You know, there's nothing to do with a sled other than sled.
Yep.
Nothing else. Although at one point I do remember a couple years ago, my kid and the kid across the street had their sled and they ruined them. They had the sled tied to the back of their bike and were just driving real fast. They were kind of being towed, but then that ripped up the bottom of it. Brady, to Brady here. So he is pictured, what is he? Is he pushing an underwear line, I guess, as far as what he's got going on? Tom Brady is Brady brand underwear. So he's sitting in some kind of condo or house somewhere with a beach in the background, water in the background. He's sitting on his bed. He has just his underwear on. He's taking a photo of himself into a mirror. It's shining back on Brady. He has no shirt on, nothing else but the underwear. His hand is down. It's covering sort of his private area, even though he's in underwear. And people are giving him all kind of guff. Like, what's Brady turned into? I go the other way. Good on Brady. Guy's 45 years old. And I mean this absolutely positively, sincerely. He worked hard to look like he still looks. If it were a 45-year-old woman in shape like that, posing in underwear, people would be like, damn, she looks great for 45. Good on Tom. The guy's proud. Let him be.
You know, he's expressed himself for one of the first times in his life. Whenever he was in New England, he wasn't even allowed to tweet. He wasn't allowed. He was a robot during press conferences and whenever he had to speak to the media. Now he's expressing himself. He has a brand that he sells clothes in, and now he's in the other part of his career, and now he's pushing out his body in his underwear.
And here's the most important part. He knows it's going to get people to look up the underwear and be like, oh, Tom Brady's selling underwear now? Bang, I'll buy some. Sure, why not? Maybe I'll end up looking like Tom.
I just don't get it because I only see the top of the underwear. I want to see what we're cooking with, Tom.
Oh my God.
You got to move that hand,
really,
buddy.
Crowley?
Seriously, though, I mean, if you're selling underwear, show me the damn underwear.
Brady brand. They're there. Brady boxer brief.
See 'em?
Heather Crimson, that's the color. It lists right to it. And then there's a bunch of tweets, and the feedback is like, what did you do to your face? Did you get Botox?
Well, what if he did?
Yeah.
What if he did?
He's 47 years old, yeah.
And yeah, and it's
he's
like,
single.
Right. And it's so prevalent, like Botox is. It's not like it's this big mysterious sort of thing. Man, I'm not the biggest Brady fan. People are just looking for reasons to hate him. You know how many men look on television right now, even locally? You know how many men anchors get Botox?
A lot.
I'm here to tell you a lot.
A lot of
look
them.
In your
more than not, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think I'm sure he has had Botox. I mean, we've seen his face, but I think he's made up there a little bit too, because this is a commercial of sorts. Like, his face looks a little pasty. That's all I'll say.
Like, you think he got some makeup?
I think he's got makeup on. I also think he could probably go spend some time in the sun too a little bit. Listen to me.
It's February.
Ripping Tom Brady's
teeth.
Look at me. You know what we should do? I should take this exact photo of my house today.
Yep.
And put this bad boy out there.
Do you have those boxer briefs like that?
I can make do with what I got.
Would you buy them?
Crowley brand. Yeah, I'd buy them. They look spiffy. The top part.
Spiffy.
I don't like Well, actually, I do like boxer briefs, but only to sleep. That's it.
That's all I wear is boxer briefs. What do you wear? Whitey tighties.
Sometimes regular
Whoa.
Boxers. Not white ones,
Revelation.
Though. Black ones.
Just like the trim cut, like the V?
Yep.
Ooh.
No, not the V, regular ones.
All right, the room, Mac, what are you rocking?
Boxer briefs.
Briefs.
I don't like boxer briefs because they ride down on my leg. Well, they're on my leg, then they ride up too much.
I got regular briefs on.
Yeah. Right, like what do you mean regular
Whitey tighties?
Briefs?
They're black. No, they go down to like my thigh.
So those are boxer briefs.
Well, I don't know what I'm wearing then, apparently.
It says it real big on the box.
Does it?
Or on a pat? Not on your underwear.
Does it come down to your mid-thigh or thereabouts?
Kind of.
See, I don't
then
like
it's a boxer
those.
Brief.
I don't like boxer briefs because they ride up all the time.
I bet you these ones don't. That might be the selling point.
This is going to come across wrong, but people are just going to hate me for this. But here's the honest to God's truth. Again, people are going to hate me, but my quads are disproportionately, they are kind of big.
Well, you can get stretchy briefs.
They ride up.
They still ride up.
Yes, and then you spend half of your time
pulling them down. Yeah.
I don't like that, so I just wear tidy whiteys that are black or dark blue.
They're cut like a V.
Whip them out.
They're just underwear. I mean, they're underwear. What do you want from me?
That looks like a thong. That looks like a Speedo. That's like a Speedo.
So what? So then no, what it is, what
listen,
it is.
Listen, if it makes you happy, wear them. No, you're good.
It keeps me tight.
So they're like Speedos.
They're not Speedos. They're little.
Do you swim with those on?
No, I don't. I swim in a nude like Starkey at gym class. No, they are like
nut huggers.
Yes, yeah. Sure. Exactly. Fruit of the Loom. No, I get Nordstrom ones. The Nordstroms are the softest ones I found. I like those or the Ralph Lauren ones.
What is the actual name of those type of underwear?
They're briefs.
They're briefs.
Oh, they're just regular briefs.
Yes, regular briefs. And then boxer briefs come, your leg comes down.
Yeah.
Well, you say you got them on too?
No, I got boxer briefs on.
But I wear boxer briefs.
Is this like a 70s thing?
No, you can see the out, like mine come down to here.
Yeah, so do mine. Yeah.
Mine's don't.
Okay.
But I wear boxer briefs to sleep.
Uh-oh, there comes Crowley. Look at Crowley.
What kind of underwear you have on there, Crowley?
They're just black boxer briefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on.
Yeah, sometimes I don't wear any underwear.
None.
No, like
to work?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Oh boy.
If I get my jeans out of the washer, 0% chance I'm wearing underwear that day.
Cookie says he never wears underwear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta have a layer between me and
I don't. I'm all right.
Just
I feel
let
good.
It go.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. All right, mock drafts. There's a question about this. Well, because we came in today and said we had the same thing going on with mock drafts. We need to discuss Shelby Cassese before the hour is out with This Hits Different and a food question about the Super Bowl. People say, I'm wearing panties. So be it. So be it. That's fine. Whatever you're comfortable
with.
You ain't going to hurt my feelings. I'm telling you. It's just not happening. I got a thong on. I got Victoria's Secret. I don't care. I'm like Lizzo. I don't care. Come at me. Matt Mertz Plumbing there for you. You concerned with your home's water quality? Armstrong Comfort Solutions, Matt Mertz Plumbing have a limited time offer for you. Announcing Freebuary, that's what it is, through the month of February, buy a tankless water heater, get a whole house water filtration system installed. Absolutely, positively free. F-R-E-E. Enjoy the benefits of endless hot water with the peace of mind knowing that your home's drinking water is clean, it's safe, it's great. Offers valid on all qualifying equipment and financing available for those who qualify. 833-789-9100. 833-789-9100. ArmstrongComfort.com. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, your best choice for all things plumbing, heating, cooling. All right, here we are. I'll just spit it out straight away. Since the pandemic, the year they drafted Chase Claypool, they didn't have a first-round pick. Yep. Right. Since then, I went from 0 to not even 60, 0 to 200 with my interest and my addiction in mock drafts. Every single one that I see, I don't know why it happened that year. I don't understand. Like, people have that mock draft aggregator that they do on ESPN or whatever. People have put out their own mock draft. I see Mueller has a mock draft like every day that he updates. Donnie Football puts out one. All these. Every time I see one on social media or on the internet or whatever, I stop and I read it all. I don't know why, how this happened. I said that to Crowley this morning. I said, Adam, I'm coming to you. I'm reaching out to a friend. I have a problem. I think the first step is admitting a problem. And here's the help that I got from him. He looked dead at me and he said, what?
I'm looking at one right now, Colin. I mean,
he goes, I have the same exact problem.
If I don't read a mock draft before 7 a.m., I get the shakes, dude. I mean, I'm all about them. It doesn't matter. It could be some fan that throws one up that they did on some mock draft service. I'm looking at, oh, that's plausible. Ooh, a trade here. Oh, yeah. Should the Steelers trade up? Should the Steelers trade down? Should the Steelers stand pat? How many picks can they collect? Offensive lineman, wide receiver. There's so many options, and I need to read them all. I'm with you, buddy.
Why did this happen? Have you always been like this? Because, again, for me, it just started happening.
You know what made it happen was the Steelers being 2-6 at the bye week.
October, I've been looking at mock drafts since.
Because what else were we going to do? Playoff scenarios?
Right.
They didn't get into the hunt until late. Then I got addicted to in the hunt. But after that, back to the mock drafts. The real love. And it's a gateway sort of thing, too. I mean, you start looking at mock drafts, God knows what happens next. You're going to do playoff predictors. It's a whole thing.
I've known more about Peter Skoronski, or known of him, than I ever thought I would for the last 3 months.
Short arms, that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, absolutely, it's hashtag mock draft season.
But here's the thing. I'll look right now for people's 2024 mock drafts. I'll look in July for mock drafts. I'll look in week one for any time. I don't know. I'll just have idle times and type in mock draft. Top quarterbacks mock draft. Offensive lineman rankings. I'll do it in like week four. Why is this, Doran?
I haven't looked at a mock draft since 2010. I have mock draft PTSD because every mock draft that I looked at before I was drafted in 2010 had me going in the second round, and they were damn wrong. Every mock draft to me is wrong. It's never right unless it's maybe the first pick of the draft. So I don't even waste my time looking at mock drafts. I get PTSD because I know that whatever player they have slotted going where, they're not going to go there. I don't even waste my time.
Only three tackles look to be going in the first round. The first time that I see a fourth one slide up in there.
you get excited, don't you?
I'm going to get wild.
Titillated.
Now, I will never go back and check them. Like, I'll never go back and keep receipts and say, this guy got X amount and this guy got X amount of percent right and all this. I'll never do that. I don't care to. I used to think it was the most mind-numbing, ridiculous thing, and I still do probably. But it eats my idle time this time of year. Like, I'll be sitting on the chair waiting for the kids to get home from school, and there's some ridiculous soap opera on. There's some other game show on, and I don't watch a lot of television anyway. I'll put it on. There's two people on ESPN yelling at each other about LeBron, and I don't want to watch that. So I'll go on, and there's a mock draft, and it'll be mock draft, gridironfootballtouchdownscore.com. Some other website, blue chip prospect, whatever.com. I'll read every single one of them.
Will you read every round or just the first round?
However many picks they got.
I'll be in the sixth round.
Really?
It'll be some long snapper from San Jose State, and I'll be telling you about his pop time.
What?
Hell yeah.
Oh, and just wait. Combine's coming up. We just had Senior Bowl.
You'll talk about guys in underwear. Let's go. I'm there.
My favorite is the day after the draft is over, mock draft for the following year.
Oh, the way too early mock draft.
Yeah, give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Kiper, what up, buddy?
Yes. All right.
I listen to the podcast, too.
Oh, tell me about this.
It's also an audio thing. Oh.
Is Mel Kiper's podcast good?
No. It's great.
Oh, serious?
It's unbelievable. You got McShay. You got Field Yates. You got Kiper. You got Pumpkin Pie. You got Debate. You got information.
Did McShay ever explain when he just, like, left for a month? When he was, like, looking wild on the sideline?
Different kind of addiction problem.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because remember, people were, like, very concerned with him. It was a big game, too. I forget who it was.
Yeah, he had some problems.
Okay.
But I think it's all squared away.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you look at them for accuracy? This is a question about mock drafts. Do you look at them for accuracy or for entertainment?
Yeah. I mean, both. I look at those guys are to be trusted, I think. They largely, you're not going to get it all right, but you're going to get in the ballpark. And I'd like to have a framework that I can work off of where I'm not looking at this pool of prospects going, I have freaking no idea who this Northern Iowa Ali Farouk Banesh guy is going to wind up going. I'd like to have a framework.
It sets some guardrails around your expectations, too, or trends that are happening. Like, all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, that Kelly Ringo kid from Georgia is starting to slide down the mock drafts. Does that mean anything? I don't know, but maybe it means he doesn't get picked as high.
What I love is that there were draft boards that were set by these media members. And now there will be zero football played between now and the time that the draft happens, and yet there's going to be all kinds of moving. That's always wild to me.
I look at them so that whenever the people are drafted on draft night, I say, I already have sort of a cursory understanding of who they are, what they're about, and where they maybe should have gone. Is this early? Is it late? Or whatever. They'll give you that in that show that
night.
Right,
right.
But I want to go into it with already the lay of the land.
Yeah, I just...
You don't care.
Nope. Mel Kiper, I mean, you know, he's made a great living by doing this, but he's been wrong a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. And I just, you know, I would rather wait to the night to see who goes where and what team needs what and what team got what.
not wrong a lot, Shelby Cassese. She's right a lot. We talked to her. This hits different. Coming up next here, Fan Morning Show.
Guys get drafted. All of a sudden, they got to worry about contracts. They got to worry about agents. They got to worry about lawyers. You may have to worry about a lawyer someday. Nearly everyone's going to need an attorney at some point in their life. But how do you find the right one for your specific situation? Whether it is something like a contract or an employment matter. Maybe something a little more serious, right? Divorce, custody issues, a DUI, a criminal matter, appeals, all of that. Nearly any legal situation you can think of, the Allegheny County Bar Association's lawyer referral service is your trusted source for finding the right attorney for your specific case. All you have to do is give them a call, 412-261-5555, or go online, getapittsburghlawyer.com, and explain your situation. Then the Bar Association's lawyer referral service, they'll place you with an attorney best equipped to handle your specific type of case. The best part of this whole deal is that there's no cost to use the service, and you're going to get a free 30-minute consultation with your lawyer as well. You need an attorney. You don't know where to turn. The Allegheny County Bar Association's lawyer referral service is where you go. 412-261-5555 or getapittsburghlawyer.com.
Pitt, Louisville tonight from the Peterson Event Center. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 on 93.7 The Fan. Listen on your Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. Chris, you say things now.
I say things like, hey, Happy New Year. It's February. The new year is firmly in place. You're already 1/12 of the way gone. You were all about a fresh start, right? Well, now's the time to get it done. You've been thinking about a bathroom upgrade specifically, and there's no better time than right now because there's no one better for the job than my friends at Bath R Us, complete bath and shower remodeling experts. They understand that when it comes to tubs and showers, they're not all created equally. Just because you're getting an acrylic tub or shower doesn't mean it's the same quality. And when we talk about quality with Bath R Us, it extends to their people, not just their products. That means they don't work with subcontractors or hired hands for the job because they know you don't want to let just anyone into your home. They've got exclusive installers who they train, who take pride in their work and have expertise in their craft, going above and beyond, setting down mats throughout your house so they don't leave a mess, vacuuming, wiping down, cleaning up when they're done. Plus, their work guaranteed. Yep, guaranteed. With a one-time transferable warranty that lasts for a combined 30 years. Don't wait. Schedule your free in-home estimate now. Get $1,000 off plus low to no monthly payments. Call 412-274-2561 or go to bathrus.com.
Joined in studio right now, Shelby Cassese. She's in here. Hello, Shelby. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Good. How are you?
Great. Super Bowl week. Did you figure you still having that party?
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a smallish crowd of 15 to 20. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you figure out what your main course is?
A nacho bar.
Good call. Uh-huh.
Yep. And, you know, this is sort of a hot take item, but I love a good veggie pizza. Not like a pizza with vegetables on it, but the cold bread one with the cream cheese and the veggies. Like, that's a high quality, underrated appetizer.
I love it. With broccoli, some carrots, all that. Yeah. The key is the cream cheese stuff that doesn't make the crust too soggy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put it on in proportion to, you can't clump it on there or put too much on. If you put too much on, when you pick it up, it can be real wobbly.
Yeah. No, we're not into that.
Correct. Great job by you.
I'll bring some extra. Do you think it's like one night worthy?
No. Yeah, maybe.
I've had like day after veggie pizza.
No, like Colin said, as long as it doesn't get soggy, I think you're good.
If you refrigerate it and use wax paper, like in between, and layer it a little bit, like in a Tupperware thing, you could keep it a day
or two. Okay, veggie pizza Monday after the Super Bowl.
It's so good, yes.
I love veggie pizza.
All right, we have a great story. This hits different. It's Shelby Cassese. Savannah Schneck,
yes.
I believe I got the name right.
Yes,
right?
You did. Yeah, she's an awesome basketball player at Norwin. Their girls' basketball team is killing it right now. I think they had a game last night, but the last I checked, they were like 17-3. And she actually lost two of her basketball seasons to ACL injuries, but she will tell you she wouldn't change a thing about it.
All right, Crowley, play it.
Norwin senior basketball player Savannah Schneck wasn't sure what happened when her knee buckled during practice almost 2 years ago.
It was just a freak accident. I mean, nobody knew it was coming. It just happened. I was a little shooken up right after it happened. I mean, of course, as every athlete would have been.
Tess revealed a torn ACL, something she knew little about at the time. With her sophomore season done early, she underwent surgery, therapy, and learned a lot more about her injury. So when it happened again, just 27 days after she was cleared her junior year, she knew exactly what happened.
And I fell and I heard it pop and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just screamed in pain and I started to cry.
Though the process was much more familiar the second time around, she admits it was far more difficult mentally.
I had to try to keep my mind in the right space and I couldn't go negative about it because if I went negative, I don't know if I'd still be playing today.
With help from her medical team, physical therapists, and a sports therapist, she rehabbed a second time. Through both recoveries, she began to notice other female athletes dealing with the same injury. She believes there's room for change in the structure and expectation of high school athletes, especially as youth sports gets more competitive.
And it's pretty hard just to go from a whole day of school drinking, trying to drink all the fluids you can, to then going to practice directly after school. And then after practice, you have homework and tests to study for. So it becomes very busy. And I think just the competitiveness and the health of athletes.
Savannah returned to basketball for her senior season last fall. Despite losing the most critical year for college recruiting, she worked for an opportunity to play at Grove City College. It's where she hopes to launch a career as an occupational therapist, helping others experiencing similar limitations to what she did the last 2 years.
And I just want to help people get back to that state of, oh, I can do this again. Because I know whenever I was able to bathe by myself again and do everything on my own, it was a huge, like, mentally, it changed my emotions like crazy.
For now, Savannah is making up for lost time on the basketball court after missing 2 seasons. A lot of adversity for a young girl who says she wouldn't change a thing.
It's taught me to never take anything for granted. Like, and a ton of people would say that. Don't take anything for granted because you obviously never know when your last time is going to be.
All right, there it is, Shelby.
Well, clearly didn't save the version with the intro and the end, but you guys get the idea.
Yes, yes.
We know
yes.
What it sounds like.
Still a great
boom,
story.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Perfect.
Yes. 2 seasons, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people would have just said the heck with this.
And to come back and, you know, essentially a month later, tear the same ACL again and go through it again. We had a really candid conversation. I thought she was so honest with me and I appreciate her sharing her story, but just about the pressure she feels are put on high school athletes more and more each year because things get more and more competitive, more and more cutthroat. Maybe considering that in, you know, how kids are taking care of themselves throughout the school day and stuff like that. And talking to me about how pivotal a sports therapist was and getting her more confident in her knee when she got back out there. I thought we had a really great conversation.
Yeah, whenever you do that and you come back from an injury, you're kind of weary of how you do things. And then to do it again, I mean, it's more mental than physical, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're doing your rehab. You know what you need to do to get stronger. You know what you need to do to rehab that knee or that ankle, whatever you injure. But more mentally, how are you going to cut? How are you going to run? Mm-hmm. To get over that obstacle is just outstanding for a young person to do that, to get over the obstacle of the mental aspect of coming back from 2 injuries, not just 2 different injuries, but injuries of the same knee.
And we all know how severe ACL tears are. And the one thing she said was exactly that. When she came back for her senior season, she'd tweak it in practice here and there, and she'd kind of feel it. And it was getting to her mentally. And her doctor said, you either need to kind of get over this or don't play anymore. And so she's progressed and now is getting an opportunity to play in college, which I think is so cool.
Nice yes. job by her.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, to come back, again, a lot of people would have said the heck with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rehab the first time, then the second time. Mm. Oh, no good. All right, yeah. Great stuff, Shelby. You are looking forward to Super Bowl weekend. Your pick, who you got? This is the last time we'll talk to you.
Yeah, Kansas City. I was on the Philadelphia bandwagon until like late last week, and I realized I think it's going to be Kansas City.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think they've been there, done that more so than the Eagles. Pat Mahomes has 2 weeks to rehab.
That's where I'm right there with you. Are you going to be around Friday in the office?
Yeah.
Do you know Friday's one of the big days in our office?
Why is that?
Oh.
Well, I know I'm hosting a party in the office Friday.
Friday is also Bubba's pizza thing.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
from before,
I do.
Where mm-hmm. 9 million people bring in pizzas?
Goodness, yeah. Plus the Super Bowl party.
Plus Colony is going to be, he's one of the judges.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, this is essentially a holiday.
Friday also during the pizza thing, McAtee mysteriously finds his way in here to do traffic from in here.
He's already RSVP'd to the new Super Bowl party. Yeah,
there you are. There you are. Yep. Great stuff. Thank you, Shelby.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
all Shelby. Right. Juju had something to say. Doran, you are going to take it. This is where you shine. This is exactly your spot coming up in a couple minutes. You have strong feelings about this, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You one time made a whole city mad in this same realm, and I have a feeling you might do the same in just a couple minutes. Are we there?
We're almost there.
Okay, great. Coming up top of the hour, Dorn makes everybody mad in one particular city as he piggybacks some Juju thoughts. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online to sunchevy.com. Rain in the low 50s.
That's the weather.
QC Kinetics. They want to help you out. I tell you a lot about QC Kinetics because I believe in QC Kinetics. Listen to this therapy. It's absolutely great. Hip, shoulders, elbows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.